The chief executive of Uber, Dara Khosrowshahi, was the most dramatic withdrawal. In an anguished phone call last week with the conference's sponsor, Yazir al-Rumayyan, Mr. Khosrowshahi, who is Iranian-American, told him that the allegations about Mr. Khashoggi were terrible and that he would not go to Riyadh unless the questions about his fate were cleared up, according to two people briefed on the conversation. Mr. Al-Rumayyan, whose Saudi fund has invested more than $3.5 billion in Uber and who holds a seat on the company's board, tried to assure him that the reports were not true, these people said, in keeping with the Saudi government's denial of any involvement in Mr. Khashoggi's disappearance. But it did not change his decision. Other institutions with ties to Saudi Arabia, like the lobbying firm Harbor Group and the Brookings Institution, have also terminated their relationships. Mohammed bin Salman tried very hard over more than 3.5 years to fashion an image of himself as a reformer and even a revolutionary, said Bruce O. Rydell, an expert on Saudi Arabia at Brookings. Now, that veil has been torn apart. That leaves many financiers and technology executives in a deeply awkward position. Some have made multi-billion dollar investments in Saudi Arabia. Others are managing billions of dollars of Saudi money. They want to keep the money flowing, even if they cringe at lending their names or prestige to Crown Prince Mohammed's gathering. Several of the investors with the biggest stakes in Saudi Arabia, including Stephen A. Schwarzman, the chief executive of Blackstone Group, Jamie Dimon, the chief executive of J.P. Morgan Chase, and Masayoshi Son, the founder and chief executive of SoftBank, have yet to cancel their plans to attend. There will still be a lot of serious people in Riyadh, said John B. Alterman, director of the Middle East Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Investors are going to be interested in Saudi Arabia for a long time to come, he said, pointing to its extraordinary wealth and the fact that oil prices are above $80 a barrel. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is also still scheduled to represent the Trump administration, though on Friday Mr. Trump told reporters that he might reconsider that decision. He said he planned to call King Salman to press him for answers about Mr. Khashoggi. A lot of people are going over to the investment conference, the president said. Maybe some won't be going.